Now, for the 4:30 class, you have, it's a general class, which means you're teaching, and it could be any topic, any, you know, from, I usually choose, again, technique, harmony, rhythm, or melody, and then once I choose that topic, I'm showing them something specific within that. Now, this particular class has Carol and Dano online, and Bryce and Ricky in person. Now, it happens to be a little different than your typical class because Ricky has a special concert coming up. He's playing the Star Spangled Banner for opening up a baseball game in front of 1,000 people. It's going to be amazing. He already has the tab for it, and his granddad called me in once, if possible, to have him do the have him practice it. So, I'm never one to say no. I'm always very accommodating. I just look for ways to involve the other students to make it valuable for them. And there's always a way. Well, not always, but I, if you're creative and resourceful and you care about your students, which I do, then you can find something. So Ricky's going to work on the Star Spangled Banner. I'm going to give them all a copy of the sheet, which has the chords on it. So Bryce, he can easily, I haven't seen him in a while, and he can do tab. He could do the tab first, just try it along with Ricky. It'll be the first time he has seen it, so that'll be a tall order for him to try and do the tab. It's not that hard. He doesn't have to do it with Ricky. He can do it on his own until everyone's ready. Everyone can practice separately. Carol and Dano, you know, the chords may be easy, but what could they do to make it sound more dramatic? What could they do to bring out the life of this song rather than just play chords? So in this particular case, the common thread is the song itself, but what everyone is doing on top is going to be different. Now, this may be a little different from the way Tom Hess teaches layering, where I learned this from. He likes to have everyone doing the same thing with different levels of difficulty. But there's no reason why they can't do different things on the same piece of music. So I don't have specific ideas about how Carol and Dano could make this Star Spangled Banner accompaniment more effective. First of all, they're welcome to try the melody too. You can give them all an opportunity to play the melody. It's fine if they wanted to. But I don't think it would be particularly challenging for Carol or Dano. So lead them to the next step. What can they come up with to make the song dramatic if they were accompanying Ricky on this particular gig? Some of the answers, which you're not going to tell them, but you're trying to draw it out of them, would be like dynamics. They could switch from finger style to strumming. They could embellish chords. They could play power chords. They could, like, that's a lot of territory right there. They could create bass lines between, and they've done a lot of this. They've done a lot of this. So draw it out of them. There's a whole page called that I created called, exactly what it's called, but to make your chord playing more interesting. So we get that going. Now that might not take the whole hour. You could also have Dano and Carol do chord melody, where they put the melody on top and play chords at the same time. The more loose and open you are, the more possibility it is for chaos, so you might not be comfortable with that right up the bat. And sometimes it depends on my mood as to how loose or structured I want to be. I found great value in being very structured, and other times, you know, suffered from being overly structured. Similar with being loose. You can be too loose where it becomes stressful because everyone's now doing different things and it's hard to manage. Or you can be loose and it's fun because you get the students to explore territory you wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And then if it's going well, maybe we'll just do the same thing again with different tab exercises. You would have to look for the tab exercises that have chords written over them. Like I know tab 4 has it.